The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. And now to start with, the Central Institute of Coastal Engineering for Fishery, Bengaluru, is seeking applications for the post of Staff Car Driver Grade 1 on a deputation basis. This position falls within pay level 5 of the pay matrix, offering a salary range of 29,200 to 92,300. Eligible candidates from central or state governments should refer to the detailed eligibility criteria and application guidelines available on the Institute's official website. For further information, please visit www.cife.edu.in. The Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, under the Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India, invites applications for the position of Assistant Director on a deputation basis to fill 3 vacancies across various zonal and regional offices in India. The selected candidates will receive a pay scale in pay band 3 with a grade pay of 6,600 rupees. Applicants must possess a bachelor's degree from a recognized university and have 5 years of experience in the enforcement or regulatory laws and intelligence collection, with a minimum age limit of 56 years as of the application closing date. Interested officers should route their applications through the proper channels, accompanied by requisite documents to the NCBA headquarters in New Delhi. For further details on the application process and requirements, please visit the official website at www.narcoticsindia.nic.in. The Employee State Insurance Corporation, ESIC, under the Ministry of Labour and Employment, Government of India, invites online applications for the position of Insurance Medical Officer Grade 2 in ESIC hospitals and dispensaries. This recruitment is specifically for candidates listed in the disclosure lists of the Combined Medical Service Examination conducted by the UPSC for the year 2022-2023. There are a total of 608 vacancies available, categorized as unreserved 254, SC 63, ST 53, EWS 60, and PWBD 90. The pay scale for this post is level 10 in the pay matrix, with a basic of 56,100 and a total emolument up to 177,500, along with non-practicing allowances. Candidates interested in applying should have an age limit not exceeding 35 years. For further details, rush up and check the website at www.esic.gov.in. The Government of India, Ministry of Earth Sciences, is inviting applications for the position of director at the Indian National Centre for Ocean Information Services, Hyderabad. This role involves significant responsibilities including formulation, development and implementation of various technology missions, MOD programs and other technical support activities. The institute, established in 1999, aims to enhance ocean information services through data acquisition, analysis, research, and early warning systems for natural hazards. The ideal candidate should possess a PhD in natural science or engineering technology or related fields. This experience should be validated through research papers, project management, teaching, or training. The position is open for both deputation and direct recruitment, with specific eligibility criteria outlined. For more information about qualification, responsibilities and the application process, kindly go on to https incois.gov.in. The Airports Economic Regulatory Authority of India, a statutory body under the Government of India, invites applications from eligible candidates for various positions including Director, Policy and Statistics, Senior Principal Private Secretary, Under Secretary, Policy and Statistics, Under Secretary, Information Technology, Bench Officer, Legal and several other roles. Vacancies available on a deputation basis with pay levels ranging from Level 2 to Level 13. Selected candidates may be considered for a permanent absorption based on applicable guidelines. Interested individuals can find further details on AERA's official website, that is https://www.civilaviation.gov.in. The last date for receipt of applications is 20th January 2025 by 5:30 p.m. IRCON International Limited, a Navratna public sector undertaking under the Ministry of Railways, is seeking applications for the position of finance assistant on a contract basis. The role offers a fixed consolidated pay of 45,000 rupees per month with a total of 2 vacancies available. Candidates must possess a full-time BCom or MCom degree with at least 55% marks or CA inter or CMA inter, along with minimum of 3 years of relevant experience. Applicants should visit https://www.ircon.org for more information and to apply. The Jawaharlal Nehru Aluminium Research Development and Design Centre, an autonomous body under the Ministry of Mines, invites applications for multiple posts including Section Officer, Scientific Assistant 1 and Scientific Assistant 2. The available positions span various pay levels and require specific educational qualifications and experience. Please note that online applications must be submitted within 21 days from the date of this advertisement. For detailed information regarding the roles and application procedures, applicants are encouraged to visit https://jnardc.gov.in. The National Institute of Technology, NIT, Manipur, is seeking applications for the post of assistant professors, grade 1, level 12, and grade 2, level 10, on contract in various departments. This is an excellent opportunity for qualified candidates to advance their academic career at an autonomous institute of national importance. For detailed information regarding the application process and eligibility criteria, interested individuals can look up details on the official website. You may go on to https://www.nitmanipur.ac.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.